The World Health Organization, WHO, has secured over $170 million in fresh pledges from countries including China, Qatar, Switzerland, and Sweden, as it braces for the anticipated withdrawal of the United States, historically its largest donor. The pledges were announced during WHO's annual assembly on Tuesday, alongside member states' approval of increased mandatory contributions to offset the expected financial shortfall from the U.S. exit. Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus called the pledges a vital step in a difficult global health landscape. In a challenging climate for global health, these funds will help us to preserve and extend our life-saving work, said Tedros, referring to the new funding covering the 2025 to 2028 period. Switzerland pledged $40 million, Sweden $13.5 million, Angola $8 million, and Qatar $6 million. Additional contributions were confirmed from the Novo Nordisk Foundation and Elma Philanthropies. A previously announced $500 million pledge from China was not included in the tally, pending final financial arrangements. Dr. Lei Haichao, China's health minister, said the pledge demonstrated strong support for WHO during this reform process and would include both voluntary and mandatory contributions. The WHO, already in the process of reforming its funding model to reduce reliance on a handful of donors, faces a looming budget gap with the U.S. expected to formally exit in January 2026. The United States had contributed approximately 18% of WHO's funding prior to the announced withdrawal. U.S. President Donald Trump declared the decision to exit on his first day in office, citing dissatisfaction with the organization's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. labeled the WHO moribund on Tuesday, reinforcing the administration's stance. In response, WHO member states adopted a revised budget of $4.2 billion for 2026 to 2027, minus 20% lower than the original estimate, and agreed to increase countries' mandatory contributions by 20% over the next 2 years. The move will make China the largest state contributor to WHO. Germany's representative, Bjorn Kimmel, emphasized the urgency of reform. Our common goal must be to initiate prompt reforms to safeguard the organization. The funding boost and structural reforms are viewed as critical steps in maintaining WHO's global health mandate amid rising geopolitical tensions and financial uncertainty.